The saying goes, dogs are a man's best friends. In Turkey, one particular breed of dog is the country's best friend. The Kangal, a large white sheepdog from the mountains of eastern Anatolia, is considered such an important part of Turkey's cultural heritage that the government has allocated resources to protect the breed's distinctive characteristics. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to the town of Kangal and sent this postcard.
One of the many myths about the Kangal is that the breed is the offspring of a dog crossed with a lion. When you actually see these giant dogs, you can't help but wonder if there's some truth to the story. At the government-funded Kangal Research Center in the town of Kangal, more than a dozen of these huge canines bark menacingly when visitors approach their pens. But get close, and suddenly these big beasts start rubbing up against the fences, begging for someone to pet them. Adult Kangals easily weigh 140 pounds, and when standing on all fours, their massive heads reach up to your rib cage.
These things are awesome. That's a big damn dog.
The Kangal's fur is short, soft, and white, with a tail that curls up over their backs. Their muzzles and floppy ears are black. Local shepherds often crop those ears and fit their Kangals with spiked collars to protect them from the enemy they were bred to fight, wolves. A shepherd named Mehmet Doğan herds his sheep on a windswept hill outside town. Doğan proudly points at his large Kangal, named Zorro, who sits quietly in the middle of the flock.
2 years ago, this one killed a wolf.
Kangals were originally bred in these mountains to protect farmers' herds from predators, but they have since become a much sought-after breed that's protected by the Turkish state. To export a Kangal, you need, among other things, a permit from the Turkish military.
Not only is it difficult to get them out of the country, it can be difficult to get them out of the province where they come from.
Cedric Giroux is the president of the Kangal Dog Club of America. He says he had to use unorthodox methods to get a Kangal puppy of his own.
My male puppy is the product of an artificial breeding. His mother, his dam, lives in the States, and the father was actually lives in the UK, and his sperm was flown over to the States, and the female was inseminated surgically.
At this private dog farm in Kangal, a litter of puppies howls and paws at a chicken wire fence, desperate for human attention. These puppies will sell for more than $700 apiece, more than many Turks earn in a month. The dog farm owner is Abdurrahman Shishman, a stocky butcher who has raised many prize winners. He says he doesn't do it just for the money.
If my dogs don't see me one day, they cry. They all cry, he says. They're like my lovers. I mean, they dance with me, he says.
At the farm, Shishman wrestles with an enormous young male Kangal named Gareb, who drags his owner around by a massive chain. Shishman then leads visitors to a barn where a Kangal bitch nurses a litter of three-day-old puppies who still haven't even opened their eyes. Shishman says once a European offered him more than $35,000 for a pregnant, prize-winning female. He refused. On a hillside outside Kangal, an 18-year-old shepherd named Ilyas Yildiz can't believe people would pay that much for a dog. But Yildiz says his Kangal, named Toraman, is worth more than money.
There are wolves around here, so I don't want to sell this dog. So if I sell this dog, it seems like I won't have another guard. So this is something very important for me.
Yildiz walks away after his small flock of grazing sheep. His Kangal, loyal and vigilant, follows close behind. Ivan Watson, NPR News.
There's a photo gallery of Kangal dogs at our website, npr.org.